We're going to hear now from someone who spent years engaged at the highest levels with Iran about its nuclear program. Mohammad El-Baradei stepped down in December after 12 years as head of the International Atomic Energy Agency. He joins us from Vienna. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Melissa, for having me.
We heard Secretary of State Hillary Clinton today saying of Iran, we don't want to be engaging while they are building their bomb, saying that leaves the international community little choice but more sanctions. Do you agree with that?
Well, I'm not sure they are building a bomb. There is a concern, Melissa, that their program needs to be clarified. There are, as you know, concerns that they have been doing some studies on how to develop a weapon. We are not sure this is the case, but Iran needs to engage substantively with the international community to clarify these concerns. It's a very frustrating situation, Melissa, frankly, because it has been on again, off again for many, many years. When the Iranians were ready to talk, the Bush administration was not ready to talk, and there were certain conditions Iran has to fulfill before they start the dialogue. When Barack Obama is now ready to talk to them, they are into certain domestic hype of some sort inside Iran, and they are not in a position to put their act together.
You said that you do not believe, you're not convinced that Iran is building or has intentions to build a nuclear bomb. Iran has certainly concealed its intentions in the past. I mean, it had a whole uranium enrichment facility that was not disclosed until this past fall, which surprised everyone. What makes you so convinced that their intentions are not exactly that, to build a nuclear weapon?
I'm not convinced that they're entirely clean, Melissa, but as I said, I'm not panicky because I haven't seen any concrete evidence that Iran is actually building a nuclear weapon. But the solution is to try to see how to get Iran to turn around and make good in what they say, that this is a program for peaceful purposes. There's a lot of psychology there. At the end of the day, I believe that Iran wants using the nuclear program as a mean to an end, which is to recognize Iran as a regional power. Whether they are doing it the right way, whether the West is responding the right way, there is a lot to be said about that.
Dr. El-Baradei, you have been accused by your critics as having been too soft on Iran at the IAEA. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said that you muddied the message to Iran. We're really engaging more in diplomacy than in the proper mission of nuclear safeguarding and verification. I wonder, as you look back on your time with the agency, did you do enough, do you think? Did you pursue the right strategy to prevent Iran from becoming a nuclear power?
I think I did, Melissa, everything I can within the authority I have. I don't have God's authority. I have a very limited authority. And, you know, you cannot just go and give them order. You have to understand where they are coming from, and you have to also try to provide them with incentive. And what the Bush administration and did not like to hear, that they need to reach out to Iran without precondition. This was, for them, a heresy. Well, if you see what Barack Obama is doing now, is what I was advising at the time, that I didn't see Iran coming to the table with condition attached to the negotiation. Well, the Obama administration understood that right away, and they are offering Iran negotiation without precondition.
That open hand policy that you're describing under President Obama, though, does seem to be met again with further intransigence and indeed provocation on the part of the Iranians. So what are the signs to you that that is, in fact, a policy that will bear fruit?
I think eventually it will bear fruit, Melissa. I could be wrong, but I don't see any other policy. I mean, you can have pressure. I'm not questioning that. But you have always, at all time, to maintain the dialogue. We have seen in North Korea, which is a perfect example, when the dialogue stopped during the beginning of the Bush administration, North Korea walked out of the NPT and then developed a bomb. When there was a dialogue during the Clinton administration, North Korea was not going the bomb route. Then when Bush administration realized that they need to engage North Korea, again, North Korea came back to the six-party talks. It is a frustrating process, and it is not an easy solution, but you have to use pressure and incentives together.
And to those who would say that the time for dialogue and engagement is long past and that the only way to stop Iran would be through some kind of military intervention, you say what?
Well, I say that this is the way to Armageddon. You know, I say there is no military solution. And I'm not the only one who's saying that. Secretary Gates said that a couple of months ago, that maximum, if you use force, you will delay the Iranian program but for a couple of years, but then they will come back with a vengeance. You cannot bomb the knowledge. Iran could go easily underground. You will get every Iranian, even those who do not like the regime, rally around the regime policy. So this is where we are. I wish I have an easy solution for you, but all I know that we should not isolate Iran. We should not only use sanction. We should try to be creative. We should try to engage the entire international community in a way that make Iran turn around and understand that it will be in a much better position to integrate itself with the international community through a policy of transparency and constructive engagement.
I've been speaking with Mohammed El-Baradei, who stepped down in December as Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Melissa.